Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We love sports, man.
Oh, sure we do.
NFL owns a day of the week. Now multiple days of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Every weekend, there are basketball, baseball, hockey games sold out across the country, and you cannot walk for 5 minutes outside in the open without seeing someone wearing a hat or a T-shirt or a jersey of their favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
But that passion we have for sports,
yeah,
most of it we grew up with.
Oh, sure.
You love that sport since you were a little kid. You love that team since you were a baby boy, baby girl. What happens when you're forced into a new sport as a grown-ass person?
Oh.
You're hanging in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Kimmy, your last day on vacation. She should be back tomorrow morning. Timmy doing his farewell tour over behind the board there. You're doing great, buddy.
Trying to get to 10 o'clock.
You're nailing it.
Thanks.
So my 13-year-old daughter has gotten really into F1 racing.
Formula One.
Yes.
High-end, European-style, open-wheel cafe races.
She got into this through a friend of hers who also got into F1 through the Netflix series.
So this is two young girls that are into auto racing.
Yes. My daughter started watching the Netflix series, and now she's all about it. She owns a sweatshirt, a McLaren sweatshirt, and a T-shirt of the driver. What's his name from McLaren?
Lando
Calrissian. Yeah.
Lando
Calrissian. So, I want my daughters to, I think it's stupid, but whatever. If you're into it, I'm here to support you. So yesterday, Miami Grand Prix is on. I've never watched an F1 race in my life, but I'm going to sit down with my daughter.
Ooh, granddaddy.
And we're going to, is that what they call it?
Well, Miami's out of control.
Okay, so no. So I'm going to sit down with my 13-year-old daughter, and I'm going to watch my first ever F1 race. I've never watched a second of this, right? So I sit down, and I don't get it.
Well, it's just like watching slot cars for like an hour.
It's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like you can't tell.
They look like toys.
You can't tell who's who on the track. There isn't enough space really for them to pass each other. Every time somebody tried to pass, there was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
They're touching wheels.
Yeah.
Why are there yachts in a pond outside where the Dolphins play football?
It's Miami.
Okay. And I wasn't saying any of this out loud because I don't want to take away my daughter's shine and everything, but I realized as I was watching this, getting into a new sport as a grown person is hard.
Especially like a European sport.
Is it European?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's all European guys.
Calrissian sounds like an American name.
No, there's only one American kid.
Did you miss that?
Never
mind. Go ahead.
I didn't hear.
Shut up.
I knew your bad joke. No, but it's too European.
I don't like any auto racing.
I'm not a big fan either.
I've watched a little bit of NASCAR. At least I know, like, hey, that car's got an M&M on it. I know who that guy is.
And the guy's name's Kyle.
It wasn't the lack of American that had me upset. How about my daughter's friend was at the race yesterday?
Man, so these are rich people.
Well, I don't
even have to be.
Okay, wait. Thanks for ruining everything about the relationship that I have with my daughter's friend's parents. We're hanging out. I don't know.
Well, bro, they're in Miami watching Formula One, and they ain't on break.
Maybe they got family down there. I don't know.
I got family down there. You didn't see my ass.
Yeah, but they
don't
want you down there. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the last sport you got into And is it possible to get into a new sport as a grown-ass person? Because I want to do this for my kid. I want to. I want to be able to sit down on Saturdays. And the great thing about F1, although I don't get it at all, and I don't understand you people that have gotten into it over the last couple of years, it was like only the length of one period of hockey.
Yeah, it's real quick.
Yeah. So
57
like,
laps and they're out of there.
Cool. Awesome. Great. But I realize as I'm watching this yesterday, bored out of my mind, bored out of my mind, all of the sports that I love, I don't have a memory of not loving those sports.
Right, you grew up with them.
Yep, football, hockey have always been there, baseball, basketball to a lesser extent. It was on SportsCenter when I got up to watch it before school, so I started following it. And I realized yesterday I have not picked up a single sport to watch as a grown person. And yesterday proved I could not do it even if I wanted to.
And this is a particular hard sport because all those other sports you've played.
Yes.
You played them in high school, you do beer league. There's no beer league F1. Because everybody dies on the first lap.
I mean, there is kind of. I mean, what about those go-kart races?
But those guys, those are the kids that come up in the sport.
No, but there are, I mean, there are tracks that run grown-ass people in cars that look similar to
those. Yeah, they should put a stop to
that.
But you know what I mean. Like, most people didn't, like...
I don't know, man. I think that you are not accounting for those tiny racetracks out in the country. Like, there's one that's, like, 15 minutes from my house.
But most of those guys tend to go towards NASCAR.
Mm, yeah, but you can't afford a... You know, El Camino, you can afford a little go-kart racing on dirt. Timmy, have you been able to get into a sport as a grown-ass person that you didn't like as a kid?
When COVID first hit and there was nothing else going around, I got myself into darts, like competitive, like international darts.
It?
Yeah, it's fast-paced. They're elite. Like they hit everything they're trying to hit every single time. It was actually like really interesting to watch. And tennis a little bit too, same thing.
Okay, so you've gotten into tennis.
Mostly through, like there was nothing else during COVID, so I just needed to find something to do.
Like, tennis goes on for so goddamn long.
And table tennis, too. Same thing.
You've been watching ping pong?
Yeah.
Are you gambling on it?
Not anymore, but that when COVID hit, nothing else. There was nothing
you were
else
gambling
to
on ping pong?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
A lot. A lot is wrong.
You always bet on the Chinese guy.
They're always both Chinese. I have to say this.
But.
Sitting through that F1 race yesterday with my daughter, trying to be a good dad, has given me a new respect for you.
But what do I do?
Well, you didn't like sports at all as a kid.
No.
You weren't big enough to play sports.
No.
You weren't smart enough to understand, like, the statistical stuff.
Smart.
Right? Like, I mean, nobody ever looked at you and picked you for any team in your life. You've never played an organized sport in your life.
Not really, no.
That one time you tried to play kickball with us, you kicked the ball, you ran three steps, and you fell down.
But you never bring it up, which is great.
Well, I'm sorry.
Twice this week.
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's Monday. Can't do it twice this week. You getting into watching the Bills game, I'm actually way more impressed by.
But I started watching football, baseball, basketball when I was about mid-20s.
Okay. That's still late in the game.
Yeah, it was. But I'm a super, super casual fan.
But you can sit and watch a game.
For the most part, yeah.
I can't. I don't know if I'm going to be able. I mean, I'm going to do it for my daughter, but if I had my choice, I'm not going to sit alone and watch F1.
So I watched that F1 on Netflix with my wife.
Yeah.
And we both love it. I can't watch the game. I cannot watch the actual sport. My wife can. I can't. Like, she knows the names and stuff, and I'm like, I'm out.
So that was the other thing. Like, my daughter is like, who's the guy who came in second yesterday?
Max Verstappen. He's the number one guy in the world.
She's like mother effing him. Well, not, she's 13, but you get what I'm saying. The whole race. And she's like telling me all the drama between all these guys and the teams and all that. And I'm like, yeah, that's great.
But it kind of works for women because all these men are young, handsome European guys. They all look like they could be in movies. All of them. There ain't a Bubba in there.
No, they didn't. Are you sure?
No, the guys that are in this thing right now.
Wait, the guy named Bubba who races in NASCAR, he's a good-looking dude, too.
There's a couple.
Couple good-looking Bubbas?
But, you know, there's some Southern Fuglies at the Daytona 500.
Isn't that the race they run on Thursday?
Fuglies?
The Southern Fugly 500?
Yeah, yeah.
Brought to you by Everlast?
Think about this. All NASCAR is brought to you by bad food.
No, that's the
Tostitos 500. Brought to you by Pepsi.
That was the other thing, man. How rich are the people that watch this sport?
So it's all high-end watches, champagne, airlines you've never heard of.
Yeah, what is the one? Not Qantas.
No, but it's something.
Qatar.
Like, Qatar and Emirates.
Air?
It's the ones that fly over there. It's all high-end.
252 WCMF. One of the drivers had a Rolex embroidered onto his racing glove.
And by the way, all their girlfriends are stunning.
My daughter was also pointing that out.
They're beyond... What's after stunning, I don't know, but that's them.
252 WCMF. My 13-year-old daughter, through a friend, has now gotten into F1 racing. I've never watched a race before. My daughter wanted to watch it yesterday, trying to be active dad. I sit down, I watch the Miami Grand Prix with her. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But
yeah.
But when it comes to getting into a new sport as an adult, like if you look at the newer sports of the last...
Yeah, what do you got? You got pickleball?
Well, okay, but no one's going to watch competitive pickleball on a larger scale. Lacrosse would be an example of a newer one.
All right.
And Timmy, there are lots of people who lacrosse didn't exist who are diehard Nighthawks fans. Like in the mid-90s, lacrosse was not a common sport around Rochester. Irondequoit had it. Webster had it for a couple of years. But they were filling that arena full of Nighthawks fans.
For a while, they did, yeah.
Yeah, people picking up that sport in their 20s and 30s watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out, too. It's a lot easier to care about something when the team around you is very good.
But it petered out. Soccer is the other one.
Okay, so let's talk about soccer.
Like, you could get into that through your kids playing it, right? Like, you never played it, but your kid got into soccer. Now you're watching competitive European soccer or even the soccer we got over here, whatever you call it.
No, but the...
MLS?
The guys I know that really got into European soccer don't have kids. Like, for example, Kimmy's husband, who played football and baseball.
That boy cannot play soccer.
He's never played soccer.
Yeah.
He loves European soccer. I told you, Kimmy's gone. He's off this weekend. He's sending me videos of himself watching Arsenal yesterday.
Oh, how did they do up against Man City?
Don't care. Don't care.
I don't get any soccer.
Bro, I've tried to sit down and watch soccer, too, like when everyone was getting into it, and I don't understand it.
I watch a soccer series on Netflix, and I cannot watch a soccer.
Will you stop watching series on Netflix?
No, because here's what's cool. They give you all the backstory and the characters. That's what I like. I could care less about the game.
No, but like I figured out through what you're describing here. I only care about the backstories of like football players and hockey players because I watch them play. Like if I'm not going to watch somebody play,
I'm
why
the
do
reverse.
I... That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But they make it so good. Like, Netflix does such a good job of entertaining you. Like, I watched the golf one. I can't watch golf.
Okay. Yeah, it's another one I can't. But that's always been around for me.
Yeah.
Just never bought into it. I don't know, man. Like, Timmy, did you ever get into soccer? Have you been able to pull yourself into the soccer?
Did you look like soccer guy?
No, I follow it just because it's like, I follow sports. But no, I don't really care about soccer of any sort of variety.
Because, like, I mean, look, there are bars here in town where on a Saturday, Sunday morning,
oh, you
eight,
think
9
you're
o'clock.
In Zurich.
Well,
no, there's like lines out the door of like guys that want to be European.
You think you're in Zurich, did you say?
Well, you know, they're all standing around cheering. The doors are always open.
Okay. So I would like to thank at Shaggle Rock.
What was he saying?
He tweeted at us the menu prices at F1. Are you ready for this?
With the menu prices?
The menu
for the
prices,
child.
Yes. So it says they're family sized.
Yeah, but that's European family.
Okay.
So, like, Kimmy's husband, that's like a half portion.
If you would like
some
nachos, it's $180.
No, there's no way.
I'm looking at it.
For a family of four.
A fruit platter is $190. And if you would like lobster rolls, and it doesn't say how many you get, $280.
Wait, this is just regular concession
stuff?
This
is the concession stand at F1 yesterday.
After you paid $1,000 to get into the place to watch the race.
What does it cost for a ticket to F1?
It was a grand.
Was it $1,000? Oh, my daughter's going to be really disappointed with her birthday.
The one that they ran in Vegas, we're going between $12,000 and $15,000, like legit ticket. That's not like secondary mark.
How do they?
Bro, it's all rich billionaires and millionaires from around the world watch this stuff.
So they fly.
They race all over the globe.
Okay.
These guys go from like Singapore to other countries I don't know about.
dip.
You know where they're big too? Middle East, like Dubai, Saudi Arabia.
No, I mean, you can tell based on the advertising.
Oh, yeah.
252 WCMF.
You don't want to know what happens to the losers. Yeah, they want to see you around back.
It's weird, that guy from that country sounds like a guy from Jersey.
Same guy.
252 WCMF. We're talking about getting into sports as an adult. I don't think I can do it. I tried F1. Yeah. I've tried soccer.
It's too boring, which is funny to say because the cars are going 200 miles an hour.
Let's talk to Armand. Hey, Armand, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? The sports out. Y'all can get into is rugby. I mean, it'd be in the Olympics this year, upcoming. It's just like football, similar to football. A lot of contact, a lot of action, nonstop like soccer, no timeouts, no huddles, no none of that. It's just straight up action.
I also watched that series on Netflix that just started.
I almost
the rugby
you.
One.
Yeah, okay.
And he's right. The guys, you would love it because they're all a bunch of Irish chops.
The hell's that mean?
Do you know what it means?
A lot of Irish chops, a lot of UK guys, you know, a lot of Somalians.
But there's, know, a, there's a dude that, from Ireland.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an ear.
Well, yeah, it gets ripped off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get cauliflower ear in rugby, just like MMA.
He's got the worst.
All right, well, Armand, you started playing rugby before you started watching rugby?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes it easier.
Yeah, okay. Like, I started playing like senior year in high school, but the thing is, there's so many people. Like, if you played a sport before, you can pick up rugby. It's not the hardest game. I think a lot of people think it's way more physical than football, but I think football is way more physical than rugby. So,
all right, Armand, how old are you now?
29. I still play.
Okay, you're out of your mind, man. Your body cannot be feeling good coming walking.
Have you ever
off.
Watched the actual game?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It is. It's still a good time, man. You should come out, watch us. We play on Saturdays. It's actually a big tournament down the street from your house, Duffy, Saturday. Come watch some rugby and watch some grown men beat on each other.
I'm glad you said on. Armand, where can I find this rugby? Okay, where is it? Give a quick plug. Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll be at Aardvark Park Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock, 3625 East Henrietta Road. And it's going to be a lot of teams coming in all throughout the state. It's going to be men's and women's teams playing Saturday.
You like it. Let a man in a scrum.
Go get some hot Armand action on Saturday.
Tommy, you'll make a good hooker. You're small and short, so, you know, you can get right in the middle of me.
Just like his mom, one of the best hooks I've ever seen, man. Armand, have fun. Stay safe this weekend, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, take care. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I watched that series. I cannot watch a game of rugby.
Do they call it a game?
I don't know what they call it.
A match?
The pitch, whatever they
Well, the pitch is what they play it on.
It's a match. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The ground, the stadium.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're just talking about how expensive F1 is. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a rich man's sport.
Let's talk to Pete. He disagrees with me. He's on CMF. Hey, Petey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so Timmy's a little off on prices. I mean, maybe he's a little closer to the Miami ticket price to get in, but I actually looked into going to the Formula One. Like, they have a race, I want to say it's either in Montreal or Quebec, that, I mean, it's relatively close, but it's impossible to get tickets. And the ticket prices really are not that expensive. I mean, they're still expensive, but they're not that bad, maybe a couple $100, but,
right.
You know, it's like a lottery. You almost have to win to get tickets, and there's wait lists, there's all different kinds of things. Way more popular than people realize.
Yeah, but
ooh,
that's...
take your daughter out to Montreal and see a race.
I don't want
to
go.
It's coming up.
I want to go sit and watch this in person. No, I don't want to do
be
that.
A hero, man.
And I'm around a bunch of French speaking Quebecians. That doesn't sound like fun to me. So, Pete, you ended up not
Open
going.
Open your mind, Pat.
I tried. Don't look. Hey, Pete, I think I deserve credit for sitting through that race yesterday. Do I not deserve credit?
Open your mind, Pat. You're very close-minded.
Thank you, Pete. Have a good rest of the day. Pete, go F himself. Close this.
The average ticket price for Montreal, I looked up real quick, was $450. Miami, $945.
But that's probably just that day.
And I don't know if that was in American or Canadian dollars either.
Because okay. They go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, well, I just want the big race. I don't want to go to three races.
Well, you want to see the practice rounds and the sprint race.
Shut up. No, I don't want to do that.
And the constructors series.
I don't know. Wait, they build the cars right in front of you?
So they give out an award to the people that make the car.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess it.
Here you go, Mr. Ferrari, for making a very fast automobile. Well, thank you so much.
It was funny. Like, I'm trying to follow it, too, because, like, McLaren makes cars.
Right.
So they
make
McLaren
high-end
team.
Sports cars.
Okay. And then Ferrari makes cars. Mm-hmm. So you got the Ferrari team. And then there's Red Bull.
Red Bull has a Honda engine in it.
Okay.
And then there's Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
Has a Mercedes engine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. A man whose voice, of course he watches F1 racing.
Yeah.
Of course he does. Austin's got the last word on CMF. Hey,
ooh,
buddy.
Austin.
Hey. hello, guys. So, anyways, listen to Tommy, Pat, for once in your life. Like, go see an F1 race in Montreal. You'll love it.
You know, your voice kind of sounds like what the cars sound like when they're going by the track. Go see a track! Why, have you been, Austin?
No, but I do watch it a lot because, well, one, I'm broke and I cannot afford an F1 race because they're for rich people. But you, of all people, you should go.
I don't want to drop $900 on something I'm going to be miserable at, man.
You won't be miserable at it. Your kids will be happy. Your wife will be happy. And if that makes you miserable, you're a horrible person.
Okay, $900 for two tickets. That's more than my Bills season tickets. Season tickets.
And that's just the day of the race.
Yeah.
True. But at some point, Duffy, you really got to go. There's a race in Austin. There's a race in Montreal. Miami, obviously.
Vegas,
and
baby.
If you really want to travel, go to England. Go to Silverstone. You'll love it.
Okay. Great. Thanks for the call, Austin. Have a good rest.
Silverstone.
Welcome to Silverstone. Give us all your money.
I've got a friend that lives out in Vegas, actually, and she said that when they do the event there, they close the entire streets, and it's absolute chaos, but sounds like a hell of a thing.
They use the hookers as mile marks.
And speed bumps.
Couldn't have done that, Timmy. Yeah, that was great. How much? What, 2 more hours with Timmy? For
less. Okay. Hour and a half.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I will say, they do a really good job. The play-by-play guys, the British guys, did a really good job. I was getting excited for reasons I didn't understand.
Well, that's because it's a British guy talking.
I think it might be.
I don't know what it is, but when a British guy talks, I listen.
They also do a really good job of miking up. You can hear what's going on. The drivers are talking to the strategy
but
captains.
I think they picked that all up from I think NASCAR's been doing that for years.
But what made me laugh is like every guy that whose voice, they all had like soft boy voices.
Oh, that bro. They're Twinkies.
I think I'm up shit. He tried to hit me in the back tire. I'm not happy about it. Like, I can't take that guy seriously.
And they're very polite, even when they're pissed off.
Oh, we investigate what happened. Yeah. Here we are. We're all right now. Okay, Aki got that. Let's take a break. This is going to be the weirdest thing you hear this month.
Oh.
Well, when it comes to like morals in the state of New York versus morals in other states you can think of,
okay,
you would think that...
We lose.
Exactly. And I'm not arguing we're not. But the fact that we have the fewest amount of these in New York in America
really
makes zero sense. Unless it's not about morality, buddy. It's about being judged behind our backs.
Oh.
And we'll get into it next here in the break room. 96.5 WCMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. Which is great. The drawback is if it gets out that you're doing this, your reputation might be in tatters.
Oh.
Either way, it turns out that folks in New York are the least likely to try and make cash using this and the body God gave them.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. A study over the weekend looked at what states had the most OnlyFans creators.
That's the dirty site.
Yeah, okay. For those who live under a rock, OnlyFans is a way for people, a website, for people to charge for videos and pictures, most of them being of the sexually explicit variety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the term creator is what they use for people who are selling those pictures and videos. You got it. Yes, models.
Mm-hmm.
They do, yeah. So believe it or not, Tommy, per capita, the state of New York has the least amount of people trying to make money with OnlyFans.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad. I was surprised by this. Are you surprised by this?
Yeah, just considering the size of the state.
Well, it's per capita.
All right.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is per capita?
It's around Albany.
The percentage has the lowest percentage of people using OnlyFans to make money. Why are you doing that?
So is it because we're moral or fugly?
Okay, it's definitely not a morality thing.
No, but what if we ain't good looking enough for OnlyFans?
Okay, look, let's put it this way. Compared to other places in the country, we are more open-minded about stuff
right,
like this.
We're a very liberal state.
If you do this in Alabama, they burn you at the stake for being a witch.
And it's just guys will pay to watch that.
How'd you make that camera work on that box you got in your hand? Okay, and I don't think it's fugly, because once again, Alabama.
But there's good-looking women in Bama.
If we're going to talk about...
Bro, look at them college games. And look at her mama.
Did you think that was going to save you on the back end? Because it didn't.
The Bama back end?
Look, man, if we're going to talk about percentage of attractive people in the state of New York versus like Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, come on, man. Come on.
So what is it then?
All right.
We don't need to do it? Because there's big. Some of these people make a lot of money, right?
Yes, they do. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's look at what I think the most logical possibilities are. One, we don't need the money like other places do, but that doesn't seem to be the case. There's people hurting.
All right.
Two, we have a higher moral bar than other states, but we just talked about that. It can't be that. I think if there was a theory that worked best why per capita we have the fewest people in the state of New York doing OnlyFans, are we the judgiest state in America? And before you yell Arkansas, what I mean by that.
All right.
There are places that are going to judge you harsher from a moral perspective than the state of New York.
Right.
Right? Bible Belt will absolutely do that. They'll say you're burning hell, you're not fit to be a parent, whatever. What makes New York different, Tommy, Rochester especially, we're not people who confront other people.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to say, like, how dare you do this? I found you on OnlyFans. But if someone from Rochester were to find the OnlyFans of someone they knew, they're going to show everybody.
Okay.
And they're going to talk to everyone they know about them having an OnlyFans. And it's all going to happen behind your back. You will not hear from a single person that you work with or your friends going, oh my God, you have an OnlyFans. But they will all be talking about you without confronting you about it.
But I mean, you would think like that happens in all states, just being how people be, right? But for some reason, we're worse at it?
So then,
we're more judgier?
I don't know what the...
And dickish? What, we are dicks.
Okay, so is that stopping people?
We're huge dicks.
Yeah. Which would actually, I think, get you a bunch of money on OnlyFans if you wanted to try that.
Yeah, if you're born.
What's the reason then? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It can't be morality. It can't be money. What is the reason why people in New York, folks around here, are doing OnlyFans the least amount across America?
Because I'm guessing the majority of these people that are doing this are women.
You'd be surprised.
Really? I'm saying majority.
Timmy, majority, you're right, probably women, but I think there's more men. Could you Google how many men versus women are active as creators on OnlyFans? Thank you, Timmy. I appreciate that. Because, like, we've talked to dudes that listen to the show that say they make a bunch of money doing OnlyFans, and not in ways that you would anticipate.
All right.
Sell pictures of your feet. Feet pics. I guess the better question would be,
what's that?
How many men and women in the state of New York would do this if they were allowed to stay anonymous?
Oh, probably a lot.
Okay, so if that's the case, it is the shame then.
Okay.
But, I mean, we don't know for sure.
Right.
All right, Timmy, what do we got, men versus women?
It's 70-30 women to men.
Is that a higher number than you thought for men?
Yeah. Because, I wouldn't think.
I mean, there's...
I mean, I'm just thinking of creepy guys wanting to look at dirty pictures.
Yeah, gay, straight, bi, there's creepy guys of all sorts, buddy.
Look at me judging. See, I'm one of them judging ones.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Per capita, lowest percentage in America, New Yorkers, when it comes to OnlyFans creators. We are the least likely people in all the USA to have an OnlyFans account where we are making money. It doesn't get into how many people in New York have an OnlyFans account looking at people on OnlyFans. Although I would think if there's fewer people doing it, there's also fewer people subscribing in New York, because isn't one of the draws, Timmy, to OnlyFans, like, these are people in your community?
I think that's what it was built on, but I think part of it, too, is the size of the state is larger than most of the states. So if you have, like, one in New York, that's different than one in Rhode Island or whatever.
I understand how percentages work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
So I do remember years ago when they were tracking like porn purchases online.
Yes.
That they showed like the biggest market for pornography in the country was the Bible Belt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Because, you know, so I've been thinking like, and we were never high on that list of like, looking at porn in just general.
Sure.
So maybe it's the Bible Belt is more prevalent because, you know, you're doing it behind closed doors.
So, no, actually, the Bible Belt gets left out completely. If you want to talk about the state with the most OnlyFans creators per capita.
California?
Nope. Connecticut, Nevada, Hawaii, North Dakota, and Maine are the
top
five.
North Dakota. The creators.
Yeah, but that makes sense, too. I mean, it's harder to find a side gig. You can't drive Uber in North Dakota.
What are you showing me?
Oh, your vagina? I don't, what yeah, do you
mean? Yeah, but it's a North Dakota vagina.
I'm sure there are good-looking people in North Dakota.
Look at my Kodiak cooch. There's gone with that cooch, son.
Nothing. No, man, look, every place has...
Like, even the hottest, the hotter governors in South Dakota. Just don't let them hear your dogs.
Rough weekend for her. Nothing. No, I mean, look, and again, I think you might be setting too high a bar for what you think is attractive, because like you have this old school porn mentality where everybody is gorgeous.
Well, that's what porn was.
No, but what we're finding, at least porn preference wise, is that the person that looks like the average person might be more successful now in the porn game.
I guess so.
Right? It's the idea.
My whole porn mind is turned on its head.
But the idea of you're seeing something you shouldn't, because like that, you know, stunning plastic woman that you'd never see in real person in real life. Okay, that's great and everything, but like, would that chick at Wegmans? I want to see what's under there. She looks like that.
I
want to
see a real woman tinkling.
Come on, man.
What? It's out there, bro.
By the way, OnlyFans has more than 1.3 million daily active users.
Man,
daily.
Oh man.
So 1.3 million people are daily. They have 400 million users.
That
in total.
Means you're hitting it every day.
That would be daily.
Oh,
I mean, man. I guess if you're paying for it.
And by the way, can't you, if you pay, like you can ask them to customize whatever you're watching?
Yeah, it costs more.
Right, but you could do that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I tried to, I signed up like for the sake of the show.
Put on this Sabres cap. I sent you because you're so pretty.
So I signed up for the sake of the show, which I had to go to my wife and be like, look what I'm doing. It's for the show. I'm doing this for the show.
What'd you say?
Well, like you have to like to subscribe. You have to like pay for these people. So I wasn't going to like pay.
So there's no like no base like subscription. You could just like see some crap.
So you could subscribe and like some people will put up like really.
Like a teaser photo.
Yeah. Innocent things. But like, if you want the good stuff, buddy, you got to pay. And I wasn't doing that. So.
All right.
Although I have read articles about how, I mean, you know how guys get about women than men that they're into? Like, not just the money, but the gifts that these people, the highest creators OnlyFans. And, like, just to give you an idea of what you can make, South Carolina had the highest creator earnings per month on average, $1,460 a month.
Damn.
Whereas West Virginia was the lowest, $40 a month.
Man, what busted ass. Mountain cooch is that?
Mountain cooch.
That's a rugged ass mountain cooch.
Who wins in a fight, a Kodiak cooch or a rugged ass mountain cooch?
I don't know, man. A cooch off.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Again, the state of New York has the lowest percentage of OnlyFans creators.
I would think like Florida would just be out of control with this.
So Florida comes in at ninth.
Happened to Florida, man?
What do you want from me, man? Let me ask you a question. Because like you're sitting here and there's money to be made, and I understand you can't do this now that you're married.
Right.
Let's say you weren't married, and you can make an extra $1,000 a month posting one nude a week. Would you do it?
Yeah, let them look at my ugly ass.
Whole world's going to see it, though.
I
it
don't
ain't
care,
about
man. A
it
thousand a week.
But it's your reputation. I mean, you.
I have done.
You're wearing a blazer. Don't sit here and say like it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, but it's off the rack.
Okay.
So
you wouldn't even have a hesitation.
Single guy living in Webster, I can make $1,000 a week. Yeah.
All right, Timmy. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm afraid of the response.
Me too.
Have you put anything up on OnlyFans?
No.
Okay.
What?
He's a very unique looking person.
Yeah, but his legs look like a corpse's.
There are some people into that.
All right.
Why haven't you?
Corpse boy.
Why would I?
Well, I mean, what
money.
If there's, what if there's money to be made?
Man, you can make a G a week, man.
Somebody reaches out to me and requests that I post on OnlyFans, and they're going to pay me for it, then sure, we'll talk about it.
But how do you know that you wouldn't be successful
doing
it?
You got to just hang it out there, man.
Literally and figuratively.
Because you are unique looking.
Thank you.
I mean, look, if it makes you money, do your thing. So you're telling me, Tommy.
I've got enough jobs.
You would get to drop one by hanging brain. You're telling me that you, at your age, right now, would have no problem standing in front of a full-length mirror, everything God gave you, taking a picture and showing it to whoever wants to pay for it.
Wearing just the blazer.
Oh, that's sexy.
That's a different side, just a blazer. Yeah, I would do it.
Okay.
Wouldn't you? I mean, single guy, no family. I mean, just no kids, no wife. I mean, I could care less what my brothers think.
It's easy for me to sit here and say I would. But I think you're also underestimating, like, you know, once you take that picture and you're about to post it, you're looking at yourself like that. You can't tell me you wouldn't get a little insecure.
How about that Giola rolling in every
week? Well, that's if. I mean, that's the average. Who knows if you're going to make. What if you post it up there and you make like $6? Like, that would be devastating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would be.
Come on, check me out, guys. It's like one dude in like Nebraska. That's a cornhole cooch right there, bud.
Oh, yeah, and that's hurt.
All right, let's take a break. There is a man in some serious trouble, and he's facing some law repercussions. Although I think the better way to handle this would to be just let him go back and do this again.
Okay.
Because sometimes nature has a way of taking care of itself.
All right.
And we'll get into it next here in the Breaker on 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's a man we're going to tell you about who's facing charges. And I guess by the letter of the law, he should face charges. No one's going to argue that. All However, right. I think you could probably handle this situation better just by keeping him out and letting nature handle itself.
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, just after 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is, without argument, the fanciest of all the chain restaurants. And we may be watching it go away forever.
The fancy chain?
The fancy of the chain. This specific one. And if this place goes away, where is the guaranteed Valentine's Day anniversary chain restaurant dinner?
Oh, the lock.
We'll get into it just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. There's a 40-year-old man who has been arrested after an incident at Yellowstone National Park on Monday.
What'd he touch?
The man's name, Clarence Yoder.
Yoder?
Clarence
Yoder.
Yoder.
All right.
Has been arrested after an incident with a bison.
So this happens about this time of the year where people want to take photos of these things,
mm-hmm.
and the bison ain't into it.
Okay. I think it goes past a photo.
Right. What?
Park rangers say the 40-year-old man,
that makes sense,
who they believe was intoxicated, harassed a herd of bison and kicked one of the bison in the leg.
How'd that work out for him?
Not great.
How is he still alive?
So they don't get into the details of what happened. It turns out he had to be taken to a medical facility where he was evaluated, treated, and released from medical care. He was then taken to a detention center. He is facing a ton of charges under the influence of an alcohol, disorderly conduct, approaching wildlife, disturbing wildlife.
Kicking up wildlife.
There was a 37-year-old woman who was with him. She was drunk driving and disturbing wildlife as well. So you're drunk.
What a couple.
Bro, in Yellowstone. So,
Marge, pull over. I want to say something to that damn bison. There ain't a bison more. And his mama's dead in the ground. You son of a bitch.
So with the charges he's facing, he's got a court date. He could be locked up, according to the story, based on the charges. Okay, but here's the thing. I think we can save everybody's time.
All right.
Everybody's time.
What's that?
If this man was willing to do this once, he's probably willing to do it again.
Or give him a season pass.
Well, look, yeah, I think that's the most appropriate way. Because if you F with wildlife, wildlife has a way of effing with you.
Yeah, they're pretty much undefeated in these circumstances.
Right? And maybe, just maybe, leaving him out and encouraging him to come back will eventually take care of the problem, right? You will at least learn your lesson.
But every year, you can see videos of people screwing with in Yellowstone with these goddamn gigantic, pissed off, big-headed cows.
Okay, so to your point, by the way, you want to talk about big? They're 2,000 pounds.
So they're they look about the size of an SUV when you're standing next to them.
How much is a ton?
2,000.
2,000 pounds, so they're a ton.
Half your mom.
Well, you dick.
So this guy...
Try a salad.
Kicked basically the equivalent of a wall and then got arrested for it.
A movable, pissed off wall.
And there was a whole herd of them when he did it, according to the story.
And I'm guessing they all kind of stick with their buddy.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, it's much like a biker gang where if you kick one, they're all going to get really pissed off, right? So this wasn't the first bison incident of 2024. In fact, there were also ones reported in 2023. There were three of these in 2022, all involving only bison. Mm-hmm. On top of that, large animals like elk, bighorn, sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes are also F with on a regular basis at Yellowstone, and they're trying to figure out a way to keep that from happening while allowing people to still go through the parks, but it's becoming a problem.
Right, because people want to do selfies and stuff. I didn't realize how big a moose was.
Yeah, those things are huge.
They're taller than your house.
Yes. No, they're not that tall.
Bro, they
You got a ranch? You need to borrow some money?
I would say they're over 10 foot. They look huge.
That's not taller than your house, man.
No, your first floor of your house? Ain't no more than 10 foot.
First floor.
I'm not talking all the way up to the tippy top.
You just
of
the said roof. Taller than your house. First you go, floor of your house. You literally just said taller than your house. I'm not saying taller than your house. Man, I didn't mash my feet into his couch. Yeah, I mashed my feet into his couch.
7 feet.
You're an idiot.
That's huge.
You doubled the size of a moose.
That's like pissing off Kareem.
Bison are 8.
8 feet tall?
They also say stay away from Kareem.
Yeah, I hear he's the size of your house.
He is.
Small, small house. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this 40-year-old man. He's accused of, while drunk in Yellowstone National Park, approaching a herd of bison, kicking one of the bison in the leg. He was hurt in some way. We don't know what happened because he was taken to a medical facility. He was then treated, released, and then brought to a detention center. He's facing a ton of charges. Again, he was drunk. The woman he was with, who was driving the car he was in, also drunk. She's been arrested for a whole bunch of things, including DUI. And I'm saying, just let him back in the park.
Yes.
It'll handle itself.
Take a walk. I do root for the animals in these situations.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want
to... I don't mean to sound terrible, but man, I saw there's a group of people the other day. They were pulling this cub, black bear cub, out of a tree to take a picture with it. And there's a guy saying, stop doing that. And they completely ignore him. I'm going, I just want to see that cub just go... Get off of me and take somebody's face off.
No, I'm with you. I don't want to see anyone die or get hurt, but it's an unforced error.
But you're asking for it, man.
It's an unforced error.
This thing didn't attack you.
Right?
It's just standing there being itself.
And I would like to see, a man that deserves it, what a bison can do. How far can that bison flip a man in the air?
There's video of it taking out a family, chasing it, and it gets dad in the britches and throws him in the air like a doll. And I bet you he would go over my house.
Why would you? A good 7 feet. Not over my house. You go over my house.
You go around.
Why would you bring up the family thing? The kids are innocent in this.
The kids are fine.
I want to see them. No, but they were still getting chased by a bison.
Well, then you also took your kids next to the bison.
No, but that's not the bison's fault or the kid's fault.
Hey, the bison left the kids alone, took out dad.
Oh, you think the bison knew?
Same too.
Leave the kids alone. I'm a bison.
Leave them kids alone.
I got bison morals. No women or children.
Yes.
How close are you willing to... Okay, let's say we had a guy outside. He's got a bison, 2,000
pounds.
But
it's under control.
Well, that's what he says. But it's not on a leash or anything.
No.
Free pictures with the bison.
No. No, because I don't know what it's going to do.
Leashed bison.
Leashed bison?
Leashed bison, free pictures outside.
Who's holding the leash, man?
Timmy.
No.
Timmy's holding... it's terrible time Timmy's bison picture.
Frail-ass arms. No, because every time they used to bring that reptile guy around all the time.
Yeah.
And
there used to be that reptile guy around all the time.
I don't know what happened to him.
You'd walk in, oh my God, you didn't have to say that.
I was laughing at how you painted it.
No, I was laughing at how you painted the story. Like, you'd be walking through Wegmans, all of a sudden there's a guy with like nine snakes walking through
aisle. He used to come on a show, bring the alligators, the big pythons and stuff like that. And you never know, like, they're all cool, but those things could snap at any minute.
I'm with you, man. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
I would be terrified. Timmy, you a bison guy? Would you go near a bison on a leash?
I think I would pass by one. I don't think I'm going to hang out with it.
Okay.
Because it isn't like a trained horse or anything. It's still a wild animal.
Even trained horses can freak out.
Yes, they can. Even though, like so every once in a while, the sheriffs used to show up around here with the horses.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't even know if they could still stomp on your
ass. That's a police horse, man. Back the horse blue. Will you?
Back the hoof.
But thank you. All right, let's take a break. Right. This was, without question, hands down, 100%, the fanciest of the chain restaurants. Okay. And I say was, I mean, it still is. It's still open. Right. However, we could be watching the end of it right in front of our faces.
So they're starting to go down?
Well, they're exploring one option, and normally when this happens, it's not good.
All right.
That being said,
mm-hmm.
if this all of a sudden disappears,
yeah.
there's nothing really that replaces it.
Ooh.
Because when it comes to the other places that get, well, that'll serve you food chain-wise.
Right.
Nothing is even close to as high-end or feels as fancy as this place.
This is high chain.
I think so.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we're talking about and what's going down next here in the Break Room on 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.